And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Here we go again. I said this before that I would never attack a man, but attack his facts. But after Alan Colton spoke his views, I must speak out that he is misleading us by saying that Congressman Price does not have to abide by the health insurance offered to members of Congress next year because it includes a special subsidy from the president that exempted Congress from Obamacare. Congress isn't exempt from the law. It wasn't exempt back in 2010, nor lawmakers exempt back in May when this bogus bit surfaced again. 3 months later, they're still not exempt. In fact, we've heard before, lawmakers and their staffs face additional requirements that other Americans don't, and the special subsidy which he refers to is simply a premium contribution that his employer, our government, has long made to the insurance policies of its workers. With Obamacare starting in 2014, members of Congress and their staffs can no longer get their insurance through the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program as they had in the past. Instead, these federal employees will get insurance through the exchanges set up by Obamacare. Other Americans with work-based insurance aren't subject to such a requirement. They can continue to get insurance through their employers. Other federal workers, too, can continue to select insurance plans through the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program, but not Congress. Why the unusual requirement for lawmakers and staffers? This provision was added when the health care bills were being debated, out of Republican concern that Congress get the same insurance that would be offered to some Americans through this legislation, insurance sold through state-based and federal exchanges. Those exchanges are for individuals who buy their own insurance, including the now uninsured and small businesses. This twisted reading of the legislation was based on the fact that originally Congress, like other Americans with work-based insurance or Americans on Medicare and Medicaid, wouldn't be eligible for the exchanges. In other words, Congress was supposedly exempt when members couldn't participate in the exchanges. And now that they are required to do so, they are still somehow exempt from the law. Neither of these convoluted claims is true. And this is why we post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.